Lift your hand a moment. I know both of my boys have prayed. Lord, just open the atmosphere for us to receive what you want us to hear tonight. We thank you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let's go back to Proverbs 14. Proverbs chapter 14. Verse 26. You know, we preach along this line from verse 27 on Sunday. Verse 26. Because God showed me something I had overlooked in this verse. I didn't see it. But he showed me something in this verse. And I want to share it with you tonight. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And his children shall have a place of refuge. Now in the Message Bible said, the fear of God build up confidence and make a world safe for your children. Now, what did you see, Pastor? Well, I read that scripture over and over again. It says, in the fear of the Lord is not just confidence, strong confidence. Leroy, there's a little pad on my desk. While we're praying, I got four or five things I might need to read out. One of them little black pad. Strong confidence. Now, also, while we were praying, he showed me another verse to make this lesson that we're going to teach tonight more powerful. In that same opening, go up to verse 16. A wise man feareth. And see, that's the fear of the Lord. Yeah. And departed from evil. Well, that's what the fear of the Lord will do for you. But the fool rages. And look what it says at the end. And he is confident. You see that?
Yes.
So there are different kinds of confidence, isn't there? So he tells us that we, in the fear of the Lord, is strong confident. Now, that's what I want to teach you about tonight. The fear of the Lord is strong confident. There's a supernatural boldness you must have these days. How many agree with me? Now, that confidence actually is talking about boldness also. You hear some of the words? Boldness is talking about security. And I'll tell you some of them later on, but we're talking about supernatural. Now, we're talking about confidence in God, not in the system, not in no situation, but in God. So there's a supernatural boldness you must have in these days. Why? To stand your ground for your love to God and what Jesus and the Holy Spirit mean to you. You've got to stand your ground. You've got to have a confidence because some of them are going to try to change it and try to dilute Jesus and dilute God and dilute the church and dilute the Bible, but you can't let them do it. You can't let technology take over theology.
That's right.
So it says here, there is a divine flow of confidence. Get that down. A divine flow of confidence flowing on your behalf now. What is for, Leroy? To encourage and empower you to and for the glory of God. I like the next part. The Spirit said, your days of being whipped are over. And your days of winning begin fully now. Having that confidence, you see. It's a supernatural confidence. Now, refusing to have a weak confidence, a worldly confidence. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Refusing to have a weak confidence, a weak trust, weak security, a worldly confidence, but confidence of being more than a conqueror. Well, that's Romans 8:37, isn't it? Well, here are some of the things this confidence means before I start giving you the points we're going to go down the line. It means trust It means security. It means assurance. It means hope. It means acts of confiding. It means to be bold. It's superior thinking. Superior drinking. Superior speaking. And living fully, trusting God at all times. Through every situation. Now, I can't tell you nothing that's not going to come up.
Uh-huh.
You heard me?
Yes, sir.
But I can tell you what to do when it do come up.
Yes, sir.
Have confidence in God.
Yes, sir.
Strong, not weak, not a little confident, strong confident.
Strong confidence.
Meaning that I know God can't fail.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. There's some scriptures God want to address and wrap around this fear of the Lord is strong confidence. You're going to need strong confidence in each time, you know. And you're going to need to, we're talking about supernatural confidence. You want me to give you what I heard in the prayer about this?
Yes, sir.
Stopping all misconduct in your life because of challenges. Challenges come up and sometimes it make us act like we don't know God. But when you're in that strong confidence, you'll stay steady. Let me give it to you in stopping all misconduct in your life because of challenges. Challenges come, challenges go. But if you're operating in this strong confidence, it'll hold you in place. I also wrote it's a solid confidence in God at all time. No matter what come on the news, no matter what nobody else say they're going through, I'm solid. I have strong confidence in God. I wrote it and made it like an overlap, but it's a spiritual confidence. It's not regular, you know, library confidence. It's a spiritual confidence that's built in you. We'll see confidence that is sealed by the Holy Ghost. Boy, what kind of confidence is sealed by the Holy Ghost? You know, you're in a victory position. Nothing looked like it going right, but yet you know different. Because you sealed with that strong supernatural confidence, trust and security from God.
Mm.
It's a stable confidence in your heart and mind. It's a stable confidence in your heart and mind. You don't watch your mind run off on you. You got to pull it back in place. That's why the Bible tells in Romans 12, 2, you see, renew it because it'll go off. Because it'll get scared. It'll say stupid words like, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Y'all know about them words. But when you got that strong confidence, it overpowers that. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. All right?
Yes, sir.
There is no confusion in strong confidence of how something's going to come out. And then without this kind of God confidence, men will fail. So you're going to see a lot of failing going on. A lot of religious folks, a lot of churchgoers going to be pulling their hair out their head because they don't understand how important it is to feed on the Word of God. Okay. And I just looked up, I'm not going to go into it, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They told him they're going to put them in the fire's furnace. They said, well, yeah, we ain't going to dance. See, they had confidence in God. And by having that confidence in God, when they threw them in that fire, they threw in three. But when they went back, they had four in there. And they threw them in tied up. They was loose and not burned and had somebody else in there with them. That confidence lets you know, oh, God will always be in there with you. Turn to Hebrews 4. Turn to Hebrews 4. I don't care how hot the fire gets, just stick with it. I can't promise you nothing ain't going to happen, but I'll tell you right, you'll know what to do when it happens.
Yes, sir.
Anybody promise you nothing going to happen, they're just lying. They don't know themselves. But the Lord, with the Lord with you, and you having some revelation, the fear, see, the fear of the Lord. Now we know that the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. What kind of confidence?
Strong.
Strong confidence. Listen. In every situation. Why? Well, there's nothing too hard for God. And if I have this spiritual, supernatural seal by the Holy Ghost, confidence from God that is revealed to me by the Holy Ghost through God's word in our text. You got it right there in your text. I mean, you don't need anybody to help you understand that text. You saw what it said. But you have to have the reverential respect for the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 4, very familiar verse, verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." Now, that word boldly is kindred to the word with confidence. Boldly, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So in that strong confidence, mercy and grace is in there. Mercy and grace. Now, mercy is so powerful and grace is so powerful, nothing can stop it. But we can go through boldly, with confidence, with trust, secured that God gonna make it all right.
Hallelujah.
So it says, the question is, what happens when mercy and grace are in place? And see, when you go to that throne of grace with confidence, you know that mercy, say mercy and grace,
mercy and grace
are in place.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's it. See, that's no higher. There's no higher altitude nothing can go to.
Right.
Well, I have confidence in God's mercy.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes,
I have confidence in God's grace.
Yes,
and I can go and talk to him and he'll give me more mercy and more grace for the situation.
Yes,
don't care what you're dealing with tonight, online, wherever you are, what country you're in. Mercy and grace can't be whipped. Can't be denied. Turn with me. This kind of confidence bring us to Galatians 2:20. It brings us to the point, Galatians 2:20. What happened when crucifixion and resurrection is constantly released in your life? The crucifixion power and resurrection power constantly being released in your life. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
Hallelujah.
And note it goes on further. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by, oh my goodness, that's confident, by the faith. No, I didn't say by my faith. By the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And the next verse said, you go look at the next verse, the first part. I do not frustrate the grace of God. So I got crucifixion power and I got resurrection power in me. I can get up out of anything. At any time. Are you following me? And this is what this strong confidence produced. It takes us to the throne of grace. Look at Philippians 3:10. Take us to the throne of grace. It takes us to the power of the resurrection. There, the Apostle Paul revealed that power, I think, in the first chapter of Ephesians, that is no other power can touch it. It's so powerful. Philippians 3:10 said that I may know him. See, that's confidence. And the power of his resurrection. It become my resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death, knowing that the Father will never, never, never let you down. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Your prayer life. will change the world around you. Look in 1 John chapter 4. 1 John, your prayer life. We're talking about confidence, right?
Yes,
sir. I said we're talking about confidence, right?
Yes, sir.
1 John chapter 4. I think it's 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. That's it? I might be here. Glory to God. That's not the one I want. 5:14. 1 John 5. Go to 5. Is it 1 John? There's a 5 in 1 John?
Yes, sir.
You got a 14 verse in there?
Yes, sir.
What it says? Oh, oh, I see. And this is the confidence. You see what it says?
Yes, sir.
That we have in Him. What is that confidence? That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. But I just don't want Him to hear me. Go to the next verse. I just don't want Him to just hear me. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him. Now, how much confidence should that put in you? Strong confidence. There you go. See, that's strong language there. Go back over to 15. But this is the confidence that we have in Him. We ask if we have in Him that if we ask anything according to His will, He what?
Hears.
Then it goes on in the next verse and tell you. So you're sitting here tonight, you're online tonight, you're dealing with something, you ought to know how this thing gonna come out. You're hearing about strong confidence. You reverentially respecting God. You're not perfect, but you got grace and mercy on you. And so there shouldn't be anything that keep you from success. This is the confidence. This is the trust. This is my security that I have in Him. If I ask anything according to His will, He hear me. Once He hear me, see, you got to watch blind spots in the Bible if you don't have revelation.
Come on.
See, when God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, He didn't tell you couldn't have them. You see what I'm saying? And if you're reading blind, what God sometimes give you revelation hints.
Yep.
But because you got to operate by faith.
Yes, sir.
So the Bible is not going to just be open to you. He got to open it as you go, if you can handle it. So sometimes people hit them blind spot, and the Holy Ghost don't give the Holy Ghost a chance to open it up. But God always on every page trying to tell you something. I mean, you know, if you just fumble and open the Bible when you're dealing with something, God will start talking to you. So I love that your prayer life will change the world around you if you got that kind of strong confidence in prayer. How strong is your confidence in prayer? See, prayer, I'm telling you, I know the power of prayer. It'll change anything. Now, knowing how to wait on the Lord no matter how things look. I'm talking to somebody up in here. Knowing how to wait on the Lord no matter how things look. See, that strong confidence don't let your eyes take over. It wait until your other eyes be open. Isaiah 40:31. No matter how it look, I'm waiting on the Lord. In strong confidence. So there are some people I'm not going to talk with. They can't handle it. So I don't tell them nothing. You can't tell everybody what's going on. Some people, instead of being with you, they're going to be against you with their doubt.
Yes,
Yeah, you'll never hear me sitting online talking about everybody pray for me when if I'm dealing with something. You know, Jesus. I got too many enemies out there who don't like what I do. I don't want them praying for me. Talking about hallelujah. Look at Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait on the Lord. Now, you can't wait on the Lord without. Talk to me, God. Without confidence. You got to have. And then you can wait on him better if you got. What you dealing with tonight? Why you worried? And why you keep bringing the same thing to God? Why you don't go back and say, thank you, I got it? Why don't you just go sometime, if you believe 1 John 5, thank you, I've already received it, I just come to praise you for it. God do not want you to be a beggar. You're not a beggar, you're blessed. You're his child. Once you ask him for something, he hear you the first time. Now, so you got to praise him. Thank God I got my answer. I just come to praise you. I just want to be in your presence. The scripture said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, build more confidence. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. See, eagles don't flap his wings, you know. Huh? Y'all got to stop all that flapping wing praying. The immortal wing of the eagle. You see, you just flow. See, after you got to talk to God about it, now you're just flowing. Somebody actually said, God, you still got the same problem? No. I'm sorry you knew about it. You keep reminding me about it. You see what I'm saying? We ought to have been through that. Yeah, I learned quick though. Oh, no. Some people think the number of people praying going to cause it to happen. No. Most of the time, the number causes it not to happen.
Right.
That's right. Amen. Now, if I'm going to get somebody to pray, I'm going to know him.
That's
right. See, I'll let Ledoux pray for me. Because I know him. I know he's real. I know he's genuine. He should mount up on wing like an eagle. Look, and he should walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. See, you take confidence to wait on him. It takes trust to wait on him. You must know he is your security. No matter what your flesh saying, and no matter what the mess saying, you have to know that God is working on your behalf right now, and nobody powerful enough to stop him. What kind of God we serving here? I would go further than this. I'm not going to be long tonight. I would go further. Just let's go to knowing how to wait on the Lord. You got that?
Yes, sir.
And in strong confidence, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And that come from the fear of the Lord, right? That come from respect and reverential fear to the Lord. I told you some words. It's a trust.
Yes, it is.
It's a security.
Yes, it is.
It's an assurance.
Yes, it is.
It's a hope.
Yep.
It's an act of confiding.
Yeah.
It's to be bold. See, when you got that confidence, you got superior thinking. Yeah, you got the mind of God. You think superior. You're superior. You're not over people. You're superior over situation. And you got to know how to develop a superior mind. See what God see. Say what God say.
Hallelujah.
Knowing how to wait on the Lord no matter how things may look. Now, we need that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm going back over it.
Yes, sir.
Knowing how to wait on the Lord no matter how things look.
Okay.
Now, you're all going to need that.
Yes, sir.
I'm preparing you apostolically for the days to come.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some things not going to look too good, but all you do is wait on the Lord. He'll never fail you. He's all powerful. He's in this place right now. Huh? You know you're here, right? You know you're working on your case, right? Yeah, yeah, he just wants you to have strong confidence. The question is asked, is anything too hard for God?
No.
I think you need to take the word can't out your vocabulary when you come down to God. Daniel, just write these scriptures down. In Daniel chapter 6, verses 10. Man, I'm going to have to go there. Daniel 6:10. Daniel 6:10, we got to go there. Because we're talking about strong confidence. You face the line, then you better have something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Confidence facing the line then.
Uh-huh.
Knowing my God is able.
Yes.
Yes. Now when Daniel knew that when verse 10, 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being open. See, he wasn't supposed to be praying. Some of us are praying with the window closed, you know. But Daniel opened the window. In his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees, what time? 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did all the time. He wasn't a full time. He wasn't going to let nobody stop him from praying. See that sign, a signature on him. Anybody get caught praying to anybody beside the king or make it, they were going to be, go to the lion den.
Yes, sir.
Now let's look at what Daniel did with his strong confidence in God. Go to the 16th verse. Daniel 6, 16. Just a few moments. Then the king commanded. Now they're going to make some demand on you.
Yes, they will.
Hey, what they're trying to do now, socialism, and trying to get everybody under one little crush.
That's right.
There's some demand going to be made on you, but you're going to have to trust your God.
Right. Right.
We just got a little glimpse of it just passed. Some more things coming. You're going to have to trust your God. You got to have strong confidence in God. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Then the king commanded.
Uh-huh.
Now, this system is going to make some commands on you.
Yeah.
And they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Mm-hmm. Now, the king spake and said unto Daniel, now, the king really didn't want to put him in there. He told Daniel, thy God whom thy service continued, he will deliver thee. But I got to do this because I'm in a government.
Right.
That's what happened. See, I got to throw you in there, but I know your God. Your God gonna get you out of here. Go, well, yeah, that's what he said. You read that? All right, go. Let's see. Go to the next verse. Because we're talking about strong confidence.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about a lion den. We're talking about not hiding your praise. Daniel opened the window. We're talking about not being afraid to testify. No matter how you look and how things look like and not working, testify that you're serving a good God. You see what I'm saying? Always give him the glory. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, Daniel could have shut the window and got on his knees 3 times, but Daniel said no. And sometime I'm sitting on my porch, and the Lord come upon me. I throw my hand there. I ain't way met you. I got to praise him right now. Yes, sir. I praise him. There was a time I was driving down the road, had to get out the car, get on the other side, and dance.
Yes, sir.
He real.
Yes,
you enjoy yourself.
Yes,
see, don't let people put no management on your walk with God. Come to my house, expect anything.
Yes,
I might go to screaming, running. That's my house.
Yes,
you're visiting. I ain't gonna change for you. Larry, no, I ain't gonna change. Somebody give him some praise right now. Because I'm not only teaching you tonight, here's what the Lord told me, impart this confidence, strong confidence to you tonight. This is an impartation service. Some things you couldn't face, like you're going to be able to face them from this night forward. You're going to face them with strong confidence. Online, you hear me? Strong confidence. Hallelujah. You sit down and be seated. Go on, finish now. Go on. Let's see the 17th verse. He said, and the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Keep going. Go to the next verse. I want y'all to see something. A strong confidence. Then the king went to his palace, and the king prayed all night. Went past the night fasting. Neither was instrument of music brought before him, and sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. Now, it doesn't mean you don't have to go in the den. Sometimes you have to deal with something. But you got to know why you're outside the den to know that when you go inside the den, that you got somebody with you. For 48 years, this church never heard me come here and complain about nothing I'm dealing with. You think I ain't dealt with something in 48 years? Huh? I ain't coming here and I don't cry, baby, and tell you all my business. Somebody said, never go wrong with a rib. Yeah. But you don't tell everybody your business. Get with God. All right. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went, and when he come on, what verse you going to put it on? And then the king rose very early in the morning and went ahead into the den of the lion. Go to the next one. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said, Daniel, oh Daniel, servant of the living God. How many of y'all servant of the living God? Is thy God. Ooh, my God. Whom thy servants continually. Able to deliver thee from the lion. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Then Daniel said unto the king, oh king, live forever. Come on, go to the next verse. My God, strong confidence, has sent his angels and have shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me for as much as before him, innocent was I found in me, and also before the old king, have I done no hurt. My. And you have been around with kittens. That little problem you had was a kitten. Strong confidence. Say strong confidence three times. Three times. And then the same thing happened with the Hebrew boys, you know, the three, Shadrach. They were thrown in there. Yes, I said to you earlier, but they threw in three. Yes, but a man said, I see four. Yeah. He always with you, all right? All right, listen. Boldness, turn to Acts 16. Boldness, Acts 16:25. Boldness to praise him when it seemed like you're in a tight spot. Boldness, come on, are y'all gonna need this? To praise him. Now, know what he said now. When it seemed like you're in a tight spot. See, because there's no spot can hold you. But you got to have boldness to praise it. Paul and Silas. I don't know if you ever saw any midnight in your life. Huh? And at midnight, Paul and Silas cry and say, why I got in this mess here? Who's going to help us now? I'm out of town. I'm in a strange city. No. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. Yeah, the prisoner, not the only one heard them, though. Huh?
That's
right. Go to the next verse. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations,
yes.
See the S?
Yes,
of the prison was shaken.
Yes.
And immediately,
yes,
all the doors were open, yes, and everyone band was loose.
Amen.
What caused them to pray and sing? They were whipped and they were in shackles. What gave them the audacity to sing and pray? They had strong confidence in God. You better do the same thing. So trusting God is a supernatural position you must keep in place. Job friends argue with him, and then Job, chapter 4, verse 4. They argue with him. Some of them was fussing for something they didn't know what they were doing, but they had some good revelation, though, for us. It might have been for Job. Thy word have upholden him that was fallen, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. Go to the next verse. But now it come upon thee, and thou fainted. It touches thee, and thou art troubled. One more verse. Go to the sixth verse. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? Other words say, no, you can't be afraid when something's going down. But Job, that story is kind of tricky because some of these guys got good revelation, but they're fussing about what they don't know nothing about. But I take them anyway. Even acquaint thyself with God, that was fussing at Job there, but I got it. It's a revelation. Acquaint yourself with God, you know. I ain't turning that down just because they're fussing about it, you know. And some great theologian wouldn't take it, you know. Say, hey, no. I said, well, I'll take it. All right, I got it down here. Turn to Ephesians 3. Man, I'm trying to close. Ephesians 3, verse 12. Ephesians 3, 12. I'm going to tell you what it's about in a minute. Verse 12 and verse 20. Ephesians 3, 12. In whom we have boldness, wait a minute now, and access, wait a minute now, with confidence, wait a minute now, by the faith of him.
Yes, yeah.
Let me tell you what we're talking about. Let me tell you what I'm coming. I want to land it on the scripture because it's powerful. Boldness to praise him. No, that's not it. I got down here, listen at this and shout. In whom we have boldness, access with confidence by the faith of him. Go to verse 20 now. Go to verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Listen, it didn't say where. It didn't say what's going on. What determined what happened is the end of the voice. What's in you? Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly, good God Almighty, abundantly, above. Wait a minute. Not just acting. You better take a hold of your mind. Let me tell you what. Because I've been studying that. Your mind will go crazy early in the morning. You get disgusted. and you say some dumb thing and get your tail wad all day long. Grab your mind in the morning and make it think superior. Because it ain't saved. Now, if I had time to have a little quiz here, some of y'all are going through some stuff because of your mind. You just had to go off. You got to call it back. This is what's going to happen. This is what you're going to think. Let me read you a scripture. Some of y'all, some Christian don't want to use their mind. They're spiritual. But what Romans 12:2 says? Huh? If you don't transform, you're going to be conformed. See, Apostle, you got to deal with your mind, baby. Apostle, you got to deal with your mind, baby. I'm pastoring you. I'm dealing with all y'all mind. I have to deal with it. You got to deal with it too. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly. See, it doesn't matter if you know that. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that acts of thing. According to the power of what? Strong confidence. Strong faith. Finally, my brother, be strong. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Yeah, you put that down, the secret of being strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6:10. Now, I'm going to skip one and tell you something there right quick. Full divine position here. Alignment, discernment, agreement, and being a commander. All of those things are locked in that strong confidence. It's a divine position of alignment, discernment, agreement, and being a commander. See, the fear of the Lord keep you in the presence of God. So let me give you something to travel with. It means having full confidence that the hand of the Lord is on you. And I want you to see this in three verses in Ezekiel 37, verse 1 through 3. You get ready, Leroy, but I'm about to close. I want you to leave here with that, having full confidence, strong confidence that the hand of the Lord is on you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
No matter what's going on, the hand of the Lord is on you. Now in Ezekiel 37:1. And I'll show you what happened when you're in that position. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which is full of bones. Now that seemed to be a tedious place there, full of bones. Go to the next verse. Watch what happened. And called me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. It's just a bad situation. Now watch this. Go to the third verse. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? There's your answer right there. And I answered. Oh, Lord God, thou knowest. See, what are you saying to me, Pastor? I'm saying there's sometime you're not going to be able to figure it out. But you're going to have strong confidence in him, knowing that he know all things. And it might not seem like it's working out right for you. Hold fast to your confidence. Because God can't fail you. That's a wise answer. That boy, see, he didn't try to answer it, put that answer. He said to him, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I answered, "Oh Lord God, thou knowest."
Yeah.
So whatever you dealing with at this moment,
he
not only do he know it, but in that valley of dry bone, he did something about it. He told Ezekiel, prophesy to them dry bones.
Yes. All right.
And he prophesied to the bone, and the bone started moving. Then he told him, "Say now, call the wind to blow on them."
Yes.
And them dry bones stood up alive on it.
Yes.
Something may look dead in your life. I got to close here, man. Something may look like it's not working out. And you may not get your answer overnight. But I tell you, finding them dry bones, going to have to come alive. Things that look like they're gonna keep you down for a long time, and you've been going through it a long time. Don't worry about it. God is well able. Hold strong confidence in the morning, at noontime, late at night. Hold a confidence. If the rain falling, keep your confidence. If the wind blowing, keep your confidence. If everybody turn their back on you, keep your confidence in God. He'll make a way out of no way. How many believe that? You don't need to leave here tonight with nothing on your back. You've heard enough word tonight that you are a child of God, and you got a right to have strong confidence in God. It may not look like it's working out, but you can't look at that. You got to see with the eyes of faith. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. These dry bones in my life got to live. Everything that you, oh my, come on, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you leave your week tonight. I dare you leave here. I don't care what you did about. I dare you. Don't you leave here thinking that God haven't said something to you tonight. Get your joy back.
Yes.
See, get your joy back. See, joy from God doesn't mean everything gonna have to look right at the time. You joy and rejoice because you know it's working out.
Yes.